Hi, this is Cassandra S. Dunn, your favorite registered nurse, coming to you live from an undisclosed location. I just wanted to let everybody know that not only am I a registered nurse for several decades, almost three, I'm also a certified federal medical investigator. I am bringing you today information about the swab that is used to test for the current claimed pandemic. Facebook took down my previous video, just happened to disappear, so I'm bringing you another one. I'm also going to transfer this video to my website, purplelionproject.com, as soon as I'm done so that it's not disappeared again. So the swabs that are used for testing, I have two of them here made by different manufacturers. The first one is made by Ninbo HLS Medical Products, and it's made in China. On it, it says sterile / EO. Keep that in mind, because I'm going to give additional information what the EO stands for. Here's the other one. This one is made by MiraClean Technology, and this is also made in China. It also says sterile / EO. So these are two different swabs that are used deep into the nasal cavity, halfway up to your skull, to test for the current pandemic. I don't want to say the name of it because I don't want to get banned again from Facebook. So what is EO? EO stands for ethylene oxide. So these swabs are saturated with, coated with, EO, ethylene oxide. So what is ethylene oxide? Per the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA classified ethylene oxide as a human carcinogen in December 2016. The EPA, as well as the International Agency for Research on Cancer and the National Toxicology Program, classifies ethylene oxide as a carcinogen to humans. Evidence in humans indicates that exposure to ethylene oxide by inhalation increases the risk of lymphoma cancers, myelomas, and leukemias, and for females, breast cancer. Ethylene oxide is mutagenic, which means it can change the DNA in your cells. Children may be more susceptible to the harmful effects of mutagenic substances. It also states here that acute inhalation exposure of workers to high levels of ethylene oxide has resulted in nausea, vomiting, neurological disorders, bronchitis, pulmonary edema, and emphysema. Some evidence exists indicating that inhalation exposure to ethylene oxide can cause an increased rate of miscarriages in female workers. Reproductive effects have been noted in inhalation. Exposure studies include decreased testicular weights and sperm concentration and testicular degeneration. Ethylene oxide has been shown to cause lymphoid cancer and tumors of the brain, lung, connective tissue, uterus, breasts in animals exposed to ethylene oxide by inhalation. So that's from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. This is from the Department of Health and Human Services on ethylene oxide. The DNA damaging activity of ethylene oxide explains its effectiveness as a sterilant, and this same property accounts for its carcinogenic risk to humans. This is from the Canadian version of OSHA. It's called the Canadian Center for Occupational Health and Safety. This is their information about ethylene oxide. It states it's very toxic, causes cancer, changes in your genetics, and reproductive toxicity. It says it's very toxic, fatal if inhaled, may damage fertility, and causes genetic defects. Also states that it's a carcinogen, known to cause reduced fertility. So again, I just wanted to go over and let people know what is in the swab that's made in China. Some state workers where I live are having to have this test done daily before they enter their work site. I wonder what the long-term effects of this swabbing is going to be. So again, here's your proof. These nasal swabs that are used to test for this, quote, pandemic are made in China, dipped in ethylene oxide, saturated with it. And this is what they're putting up deep into your nasal cavity, close to your brain. No, thank you. So again, this is Cassandra Dunn, registered nurse, certified federal medical investigator, coming to you with information about the swab. If you have any questions, please, or comments, just click below, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'll be transferring this to my new website called purplelionproject.com. I don't know what to say, people. This shit's for real. I can't make this up. We're being poisoned in every way, shape, and form. And it all stems from China. Anything that comes from China is pretty much garbage. Everything's always contaminated with toxic lead, and toys from China is garbage. Garbage. The vitamins that are at Walmart, Nature Valley, made in China. Garbage. It does more harm than any good. Just throw that garbage away. I know it's cheap, but it doesn't do the body any good. In fact, it does more harm than any good. So again, this is Cassandra Dunn signing out. Talk to y'all later.